Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One of the world's top infectious disease specialists, professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, you ready for our vaccine questions today?
Oh, sure.
All right. I'll take that as a yes. Some people are scared a little bit of the second dose because they're afraid of the side effects. But you really do need both shots, don't you?
If you want to get the highest level of protection from having had the vaccine, you want to get both doses. And, why leave yourself short of a high level of protection? You're going to have 94.1 to 95% protection if you get that second dose. That's so much better than leaving yourself with, 50 to 60% protection.
Makes sense to me. Are we going to need a vaccination annually for years to come?
Well, we may, and primarily because as long as this thing is allowed to continue circulating at any level, then you're going to have the formation of these breakthrough type of mutants, and these breakthrough mutants, even if you have good protection against the original, you're going to need some kind of a booster to cover these variants that may pop up from time to time.
Moderna and Pfizer both equally effective against the new variants of the virus?
Well, so far they work against all the variants. However, not at the same level as they work against the original form. So, against the original UK variant, they are equally effective as they were before. There's now a couple of instances where we've detected an additional mutation in the UK variant. This is something very recent, just from the last few days. This additional mutation that some versions of the UK variant have are a little bit worrisome because this additional change is called EEK. It's the E484K change, and that's a change that's seen in the South African variant that we think is why it's a bit of a breakthrough mutant. So, for example, both the Pfizer and the Moderna work against the South African variant, but not at that same high level of efficacy that it has against the rest of it. So it will keep you from being severely ill or from dying, but you may get symptoms.
Steve Grzanich in our newsroom has a question for you, Dr. Marty. We were talking about this story earlier, and I not only do I not understand the story, but I didn't understand the question that Steve asked me to ask you. So I'll let him do it. Go ahead, Steve.
Dr. Marty, good morning. I was reading this story on, I think the New York Times had it, NBC News had it as well. It was people who've been reinfected, who have the virus for a second time, and because their initial results weren't kept, they don't know if they have a mutation or if they've gotten a resurgence of that first virus. But the upshot of the story was that the U.S. is not really doing a good job of surveillance of the different mutations and reinfections, and the real number of reinfections may be higher than we know. What do you know about that?
Right. So, okay. What we know are there are cases of repositives, right? So that we know that they were positive a few months ago, and now they're and then they were negative, they were fine, and now they're positive again, with or without symptoms the second time around. In order to know that that they're now having a mutation or whatever, what the reason is for the repositives, you need to know the entire sequence of the virus. You need to know from what may or may not be different and how significant the differences are between the two infections. That's not what we normally do anytime that that we test you. We normally just look for, in the United States, two particular parts of the virus, the N1 and the N2, which are little specific genes for proteins that are real up close and personal to the RNA of the virus. So we call them nucleocapsids. And if, as long as those two things are positive, we can diagnose you as having COVID, but we can't tell you which version of COVID you have, which SARS-2 virus you're actually carrying. The reason we don't normally sequence is that that's a much more expensive, much more difficult process that takes a lot longer, and it's just not necessary most of the time. If all you want to know is if somebody is positive or not. And that's the problem. We are not doing sequencing to the level that we should if we want to figure out what's going on in terms of variants in our population. The Center for Disease Control is now trying to increase the amount of detection by sequencing all over the United States. Here in Florida, we know that we test about 200 samples a week by sequencing to try and figure out whether or not we have variants, and we are detecting variants here in Florida. However, 200 a week is just a drop in the bucket compared to the number of actual positives that we have in a week. It's not really proportional. So we know we're not detecting all the possible variants that we might have.
There you go, Steve. You got it?
Yeah, that's a lot of information. I appreciate that. Yep.
Dr. Marty, when you were in school in science class, were you raising your hand to answer every question? And then did you monopolize the discussion all the time?
No, I didn't.
I don't believe that. One more quick question. There was a study published in the journal Sleep that found that people who slept less than 6 hours a night were less likely to be protected after getting a vaccine than those who slept 7 hours or more. So do we need to prioritize sleep before getting the vaccine? Do you know anything about this? Is sleep appearing to support protective levels of antibodies post-vaccine?
Your circadian rhythms are really important. They absolutely affect which of your immune cells are most active, whether you have what we call M1s or M2 polarization of certain types of really important cells. And there's no question that having good sleep and getting that vaccine at the right time of the day is ideal for having the best response. Yeah.
Well, that's,
get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, that's news you can use. We'll try. Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist, professor at Florida International University, and always good to talk to you. Look forward to next week's briefing. Thanks, Dr. Marty.
Thank you. Take care.